Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
216-578-0090. Good luck.
More like Joe Ain't.
Come on, kid.
Here.
That was good.
Get the hell out of here.
More like Joe Ain't.
Just go away.
Guys.
Get out of here.
Enough. Penn's trying his hardest.
He's trying.
Rose in the house for Rosenhaus.
I'll make myself laugh
ridiculous.
With that one.
But that was ridiculous.
The Marty Schottenheimer gleam in my eye when that came to my mind. So excited.
What a name. 216-578.
Did you not get pumped up when I told you that tomorrow is, I think, going to be our most anticipated pregame show we've done in 7 years on this station? Because it's real. It finally is real. Like,
is
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I'll be honest. I wouldn't put money on them making the playoffs.
Well, thanks a lot, you
but,
negative.
But hold on.
Typical Lima.
But what's real about it is the quarterback is in place. And now you can't count them out of anything.
Is the quarterback
You can't
in
count
place
them out of making the next three, winning
is,
the next three.
Is the quarterback in place because Midday Show host yesterday here on this station was saying he'd trade him for basically anybody.
No, he didn't say that.
Not what I heard.
What'd he say? And who?
Patrick Mahomes?
First of all,
whoa.
It's okay.
Whoa. You're going to trade Baker Mayfield for Patrick Mahomes?
Let's just say Baker Mayfield over the next 15 years is the second best quarterback in the NFL, and Mahomes happens to be the first. I'm okay with that. That's okay. That's not the end of the world.
Well, that's not a hot opinion.
I don't expect it to be.
We need damning hot takes here. It's a
I know.
Show for crying out loud.
But I think Browns fans would be okay with that. I know they got mad at us for saying Bradley Chubb might be having a slightly better rookie year, more impactful year than Denzel Ward, who's been great.
Some are saying no, but you actually would because you'd absolutely love him. Like, we love Bernie Kosar. We know that over the course of his entire career, the numbers aren't as prolific as some of the other ones out there in that generation. But we all love Bernie because he's the last great quarterback, and let me underline that, great quarterback that we've had. Yes. What?
You want a hot take I've been slaving over the oven trying to come up with?
What are you going to say?
The last four games of Baker Mayfield
are
better than any four-game stretch in Bernie Kosar's history. I'm going to leave the studio now.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Let's ask Mary Kay.
I kind of want to throw out the number and hear people cuss you out.
I don't think
what
they
I'd
will.
Like to do.
Maybe older fans will. Younger fans won't.
You might need to blow out the Friday Five. this is unreal, which is coming up at 8:45, maybe. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from Cleveland, the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Did you just hear what this person across the way from me had to say, Mary Kay?
Yes, I did. Very interesting.
I am shocked.
Very interesting premise. And you know what? It is so exciting what Baker's doing. I love the way he's lighting up the team, the city, the fans, the nation, national analysts and everyone. But I still think that we do need to remember that there was a three-game stretch there. And people are going to hate me for saying this, but there was a three-game stretch there in this span where he was playing some of the worst defenses in the NFL. So before we go and christen this the best stretch in the history of mankind, in the history of quarterbacking, let's just give it a little time and see how it goes. Let's just keep it, you know, let's just keep it rolling for him and for Browns fans. But it's just a little too soon to, you know, to carve the bust, let's say.
I love how Mary Kay said, oh, that's an interesting theory, which is the nicest way to say that's the dumbest thing she's heard all day.
No, you know what? Hey, it could be shaping up to be that way, and it could become that. You know, what I see in practice, what I see in games, the arm talent is astonishing at times. It really is incredible. And then when you put that together with his leadership skills, his field vision, and all of those other things that we're seeing, I think the future looks amazingly bright, and I think fans and everyone else should get really, really super excited. But I just think it's, you know, they just need to to keep some things in perspective a little bit. And I do think that there was that stretch there, you know, where you're playing the Bengals defense and some other defenses that just were really, really bad at the time. And I know he can play really well against really good defenses too. But, you know, when he ran up against one against the Texans, you know, he struggled a little bit. And, you know, Antonio Callaway struggled with him a little bit there too. But so that's all I'm saying. Temper the enthusiasm just a little bit, but I think everyone is on the right track. I see greatness. I think he's going to be great. And I think all of those things everybody believes about Baker are absolutely true. And I think that the future looks amazing.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. My phone just blew up, and the tweets are coming in like crazy.
Well,
but
you got the anti-Bernie truthers out there
someone says,
please give sweet chin music to that bleephead millennial right now.
Okay, obviously the stats are different. I could tell you, you know, Elway and some of these stats from back in the day, they don't compare at all to what the guys are doing now. I get that. The game has never been easier to be a starting quarterback. I'm just telling you, Mary Kay, this Baker thing is so impressive that I actually think fans are making a mistake. And I said this yesterday. Fans are so eager to give Freddie Kitchens credit because I think they want to juxtapose it with what we had before. When I'm telling you, I think any coordinator would be having success right now the way Baker is this accurate.
Well, yes, if you're scheming it up correctly and giving him the opportunity to do the things that he does well, I do think that there are a lot of coordinators that would be looking good right now. I mean, let's look at Kyle Shanahan for a minute. Kyle Shanahan looks really amazing and wins a lot of games when he's got a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo. When he doesn't, the record is not that good. So, yeah, Baker is going to help any offensive coordinator, any coach look good. I mean, all you have to do is look at that amazing throw into the end zone to Jarvis Landry for the touchdown. I mean, that was just a sensational throw, a fantastic catch, and those are the kinds of things that will carry him against whatever kind of defense he's playing against. And so, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do think he is everything everybody thinks he is, but this last stretch included some things that, you know, that would help you pad the stats just a tiny bit in the red zone and whatnot.
A lot of media members this week say yes to this question. Only one said no. Do you think that this team has been a little bit tight this week, given a short week and now the expectations or what's at stake coming up in this game against Denver?
Well, we haven't seen them a lot. We haven't had a lot of opportunity to talk to a ton of guys. We only had availability on Tuesday and Wednesday. And one of the days, you know, we didn't even get half the guys we expected to get. So, you know, I don't know that I can honestly say that I can agree with that statement because, you know, we didn't get to, you know, really spend a lot of time talking to. We didn't really talk to Miles a lot. You know, we wanted to have a better interview with him. We didn't talk to Jarvis one day. We didn't talk to Nick Chubb. You know, we did talk to Baker, and Baker's Baker. He nails every single interview, no matter what. So he seemed totally fine to me. But you know, we didn't get a really great feel for everybody.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Last week, the tackling was abysmal. If there's one thing that we can nitpick, and I'll be the guy to do it, Mary Kay, don't worry about that. But Greg Williams also said it right after the game. Do you think that was a byproduct of them trying to strip the ball, trying almost too hard to try to create the takeaway that it actually led to a breakdown of their tackling? Because it was bad.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the tackling, to be honest with you. They practice it a ton. He says they tackle every single day in practice. When we leave after all the warm-ups, he contends that there's a lot of tackling practice going on in practice, and I don't know how it could have been that bad. I mean, not only were guys that, you know, you occasionally see missed tackles missing them, but you were seeing Joe Schobert. I mean, it was like just a team-wide thing. And you know, they've got to get that together this week because Philip Lindsay leads the NFL with a 5.8 rushing average, and these guys can run the football, and that's what they're going to try to do based on what they saw on film last week.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. So do you have a percentage chance of Greg Williams keeping the job yet? What's a percentage here?
You know, I'm still low on that just because, yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm just slow to come around on this. But I still believe that, that John Dorsey will want to get his own person in there, somebody new, somebody fresh, somebody that he's been thinking about for a long time, and turn the team over to that person instead of carrying forward things that were here before. But, you know, I guess that could change. I think some other people are coming around. I know Jerry Pluto wrote a column the other day saying that he's gaining some steam. I'd still put it at, you know, 5 or 10% right now. I just don't see John doing that.
Mary Kay, yesterday we took the brunt of a lot of criticism because we had the audacity to say that while we thought Dorsey knocked the first and fourth pick out of the park, that Denzel Ward is going to be a stud as long as he stays healthy forever, that maybe Bradley Chubb should have been the pick. And so then we just accused you of the article that you wrote, and we just ripped you for it. To get everybody off our back. Obviously, Denzel, unfortunately, is not going to be able to play this weekend, which I think is a significant loss. But I still think pass rushers are going to be the name of the game, the way this NFL works and the way you have to get to quarterbacks. Are you on that? Because we both liked Bradley Chubb, obviously, coming out of college.
Well, I did too. And before the draft, I said they should draft Bradley Chubb at number 4. I wrote it. I said it. At that time, I didn't realize they had, of course, Denzel Ward ranked so highly, and in the analysis that you're talking about that I wrote this week, I talked about the fact that, and I think John Dorsey even told you guys on your show, that he had Bradley Chubb and Denzel Ward ranked equally, and then he told Peter King that he kind of let Greg Williams break the tie and pick Denzel because he needed a press cover corner. Well, I think it bears watching over the next few years because you know, Bradley Chubb and Myles Garrett, I thought those two guys together could wreak some of the havoc that you see Von Miller and Bradley Chubb doing right now. So even though Greg Williams talks about he wanted Denzel in the back end to help Myles, you know, it may have helped Myles just as much to have Bradley Chubb. So although I do think it's a win-win for both teams right now, and I think Denzel is shaping up to be a Pro Bowl cornerback and could be that for years to come, I certainly don't think they could have gone wrong with Bradley Chubb either. And if he turns out to be a generational pass rusher, if you look at the list of guys who have 12 sacks as a rookie, it is an incredibly impressive list, including mostly Hall of Famers. And if that's the kind of career that he's going to turn out to have, then when we look in the rearview mirror, I think there's a chance that we could say maybe they should have gone that way.
We got a great story from Doug Deacon yesterday on the show about them getting ready for the drive, the game that ended up becoming the fumble game, and them going out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Marty Schottenheimer taking the team out there to get ready for the altitude in Denver. Obviously, they lost that game. But fast forward all these years later, has Greg Williams talked at all about altitude? Joe Thomas says it doesn't matter. What have the Browns said?
Well, certain guys are saying different things. Terrence Mitchell said it's kind of like the cold. You know, it's just a mental thing. You just have to overcome it. Now, these guys have gone out a day early. You know, they left yesterday and, you know, to try to get acclimated. So, you know, we'll see if it helps. And you never know if that is doing a trick or if it isn't. But they have addressed it. And, you know, Greg's a veteran coach. He's been around a long time. And so he feels that he has a handle on this. And these guys are doing whatever it takes.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When you look at some of the needs that need to be addressed, I know we're a few weeks out from even the end of the season, but go with me on this.
Ken wants to talk draft. Let's go.
No, I don't. I'm just pointing out here, damn it. Sorry. That was a little strong.
I'm sorry.
That was my fault. I apologize to both of you. Mary Kay, Myles Garrett has been fantastic. I get upset because I have to defend him so much. Lima does not go after him, by the way. He agrees with me about Myles Garrett. I find myself wanting more out of Emmanuel Ogba. Do you agree?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he's still struggling a little bit coming off of the broken foot from last year and then a sprained ankle from this year. Sometimes you don't find out until the following season. A guy will admit, like Myles Garrett admitted, you know, in the offseason, just how bad that ankle was all last year and what he was battling with. Sometimes a guy just doesn't tell you that. Some of them, it's obvious. We know how J.C. Treader is really struggling right now. So I don't know if it's an injury situation with Emmanuel Ogba, but certainly you would have thought that those two guys together would generate, you know, more than 3 sacks out of Emmanuel Ogba. And I do think that it lends itself to Myles taking on a little bit more double teaming, chipping, whatnot than he needs to. And therefore, you see him, you know, sometimes now having to take a blow at the end of a game. And, you know, there are certain situations where he's not on the field at times because he has had to fight off the double team so often this year. So I do think that they are going to need someone else that can be his next maybe Bradley Chubb.
We were watching that game last night. Were you paying attention to Dave Tobes' special teams at all, Mary Kay, as he could be the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
Dave Tobes sock.
You know what? I wasn't in particular.
Nobody was, Mary Kay.
Watching Dave special Tobes. Teams, but what a game. Oh, my gosh. What a finish. What a couple of quarterbacks. And I think you guys saw, you know, Chris Jones. I mean, that is some kind of a pass rusher there to you know, really kind of mess things up and take over. And he had 2.5 sacks. And it's going to be really interesting in this game because you've got three guys that are right up there at the top of the sack leaderboard fighting for that top spot and fighting for Defensive Player of the Year. Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, Myles Garrett. I think those guys are all going to be trying to go gangbusters in this game.
Well, I got to turn my mic on. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Oh, hey, did you pick a head coach you want now real quick?
Not yet.
Oh, my God, you're getting the worst.
Close.
I'm going to let the air out of your tires next time I see you. Come
getting
on.
Closer.
You're getting closer?
Well, you know, some of the guys are, you know, eliminating themselves from the running. So
you were going to say John DeFilippo, weren't you? And then he got canned, and now you got to reevaluate, don't you?
No.
Yeah, I called you out. I got you.
That's not where I was going. But, you know, you see guys like, you know, Jim Harbaugh saying he's not going anywhere. Excuse me. You see John Harbaugh starting to win a little bit. You see John DeFilippo getting fired. You see there are things going on. So it'll be really interesting over the next couple of weeks.
Mary Kay, thank you for the time. You know we love you.
Thank you, guys. Love you, too.
Mary Kay, joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.